This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi!
This is the Animunchies podcast, where we talk about life and food in Southern California, from here in LA, all the way to San Diego and in between. Then we flip on that nerd switch, talk about gaming, anime, and Haley's specialty.
K-pop
talk. And yeah, so actually, this is going to be, we're not going to get into any COVID or politic news or anything like that today. We're going straight into food.
Oh.
Diving in.
Already, huh?
Already. And we're actually moving out of LA, out of the in-between Orange County, since we talked about Feng Shui. Now we're going to actually be in San Diego. Talked about it. We wanted to highlight San Diego because we go there fairly often.
We do.
And one of the places that we both love a lot. What is it called, Haley?
Harumama.
Harumama. It's an excellent place. We actually, I think we found it when we were searching up
ramen.
No, I don't think it was ramen.
The character buns.
Yeah, so they have the character steam buns. I think Haley was looking it up, and we kind of found it in San Diego.
Yeah.
So we made sure to bookmark it to check it out next time that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
So when we finally went, this is a while back. So they have,
it's been like a couple of years.
It's been a while. They have, so it's steam buns. You know, if you're familiar with Shoupao and stuff like that. So they're steam buns, except they make them shaped as cute characters, like animals. And actually, a long time ago, they don't do this anymore though. But like when they first were starting to, I think, release the characters, they actually had like Totoro,
Pikachu, Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, so all these really cute figures. And
Hello Kitty as well.
Oh, yeah, Hello Kitty. Mm-hmm. And it's different flavors. Like, depending on the character you get, you can't, like, ask for Totoro with this specific one.
Right, it comes with a set flavor.
Right. I think, like, you know, for example, I think Winnie the Pooh was, like, Nutella. Like that.
It was Hello Kitty custard.
Egg custard. So, yeah. So, like, and then Totoro would have its own thing.
Yeah.
There's the Nutella. There's egg custard. They also have
savory.
Savory, well. Yeah. So, you know, like sweet, I think like pork, and there's red bean and stuff like
chicken
that.
Chicken as well.
Right. So that's what they originally had. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they got in trouble or someone
for doing the characters.
Ran them out. and you know they had some problems with that, maybe copyright licensing problems. So now they just do regular animals, which is fine.
But they're
though.
Still really cute.
Yeah, there's like koalas.
They have a unicorn.
There's a unicorn.
They have
bun.
Like special ones sometimes. So like the koala and the unicorn was like for a limited time, depending on like seasonal stuff too.
Right. Oh, that's true.
Because I think the koalas was for the Australian bushfires.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Where they were trying to do like donations for it back last year.
Right. 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 Okay. So I mean, they do, but they do have different animals and like all the different flavors, and it's really cool because not just. The steam buns are cute.
Yes.
Don't get us wrong. They're very kawaii, but they're also delicious. And it's not just the steam buns. It's not like a gimmick restaurant where, you know, people go just once
to get,
you know, just like
Instagram.
Cute stuff for the gram, but they actually have very decent and very good ramen.
Yes. Their ramen is really good. And it's like different flavors too. That is not your regular ramen. Because the one that I usually get, I think it's called the Flying Pig.
Which is like it's a tonkatsu.
But it has Brussels sprouts in it.
Yeah, so it's a little different. But the flavor, Haley and I are very picky with our ramen.
We're kind of like ramen snobs, I guess.
Yeah, close to boba snobs, but I think ramen more so. So we're ramen snobs, yeah. That's a good way of putting it. So we are very picky, and you know Harumama has really, like, it's very flavorful. The broth hits the right marks.
Yeah.
The noodles hit the right marks.
Yeah, even, like, their meat, their char siu is very soft. And and their egg is really good because it's soft-boiled.
Oh, egg is also important to us. We always make sure we get eggs in ours. And it has to be soft-boiled. Yeah. I mean, there's some places that when they cook it, it's more like hard-boiled.
It's not like the real kind of ramen egg.
Right. When you go to Japan, like, the eggs in Japan, for some reason, are very orange.
Yeah.
I don't know if that... Maybe because they're so good.
Yeah, or I think it's like different.
Farm raised, or I don't know, but they're really orange and it's really like soft and gooey. I know some people might not like it like that, but I think the flavor really adds to the depth of like what ramen,
right?
You know, has. Yeah. It makes it extra rich too. And like she said, like the Flying Pig ramen, which has like Brussels sprouts, which is obviously not your typical type of ramen.
Right.
Topping. Like they also have something else that I usually get. I forget the actual name. Oh, the fat duck. Yeah, perfect. And mine, instead of like the typical like char siu, like pork, obviously has duck.
Yeah.
And I love duck broth. I'm a big fan of like Thai, like duck soup and stuff like that. So their duck broth, so good. I was very surprised. I had to try it because when you see duck ramen, you barely see that.
Right.
So, at the opportunity of finding duck ramen for the first time, had to give it a try. That's usually what I always order whenever we go. I mean, we go there fairly often.
Yeah.
I mean, just because of the whole situation with COVID right now.
We can't go as often as we want.
But we're usually in San Diego like every few months. And when we go, there hasn't been a time that I can even remember that we do not go to Harumama.
Yeah, they have like different locations too. Isn't there like three now?
I think there's three. The main one that we used to go to a lot was the first one, which was in like downtown San Diego near Little Italy. That's the original location. And one of the few ones that we went to recently is in La Jolla Cove, La Jolla Beach area, which is like a little bit right before San Diego coming from LA. And you have like, it's kind of nice too, because it's like you have like this nice, beautiful beach.
Yeah, the view.
It looks amazing if you get seated near the corner or something.
Because they seat you outside now just due to like COVID and stuff, and we got to sit outside.
But we have sat there inside too before, like, you know, all this stuff was going on. And the view is still really nice.
Right.
They have
seats, see the ocean.
Like seats, I think 4-seater, 2-seaters. They could probably fix it. But yeah, you're literally like overlooking La Jolla Cove and the ocean. So the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
You really have a nice view with a nice dinner, and it's very reasonably priced.
Right.
It's not like crazy.
No, it's not expensive.
So if you're in the mood for character cute buns for the gram, but you also want your fill of good ramen, Harumama.
Yeah.
Easily, I think, our main recommendation whenever anyone asks us, oh, what do you guys eat in San Diego? Harumama. So
super
check them
cute.
Out. Super cute, super delicious.
Yes.
Can't go wrong. And I'm not going to apologize if you don't like it, because you will like it.
Yeah, they have other stuff too, like other than ramen.
They have sushi. They they have good, decent sushi too, but we're always there for the ramen and the buns, obviously. The buns especially, because, you know, Haley, look at her. You can tell that she's going to order buns. Just look at her. So, yeah, San Diego, check it out. Love San Diego, too, as a city. If you haven't been or if you go, you know exactly what we're talking about. It's just a beautiful city, too. Yeah. So much stuff there, especially, like, when San Diego Comic-Con happens. We try to go there every year, but obviously fell apart. And we didn't get tickets the 1 year. And it happened where COVID happened.
Yeah, so we couldn't go anyway.
Oh, it worked out, I guess. Like, but yeah, besides that, San Diego Haramama, check it out. You won't be disappointed, like I said. Ramen, the duck ramen, I recommend Haley's, is the pork flying pig tonkatsu, which is, tonkatsu is pork based.
Yeah. And they also have, I think, like,
well, they have, I think, a vegan option. Yeah. We have a vegan friend, so this is always good to know. They have vegan options too, I think, in terms of the ramen as well. So definitely check it out. And I'm sure some of the steam buns are vegan as well. With just the red bean, because you know, the bread itself, like the bun, is usually vegan also already. So there you go. Something for everybody.
Right.
You're welcome. So, time to flip on the nerd switch. This is very early, I know, right?
Yeah.
But we're actually going to talk about gaming, which is what we say in the title sequence, but we haven't talked about. And for gaming, you got Haley right here. We're going to be talking specifically about her specialty also.
Oh, no.
Animal Crossing. New Horizons.
Yes, that's right.
Is it Horizons?
Or Horizons. No? New Horizons.
So, I mean, Haley's like a full-time Animal Crossing player. That's what it feels like. She's always like, you'll find her, like, I go into the room or the bathroom, and I come back out here, and she'll be in, like, different spots around the house. Like, the couch right here, or, like, the other small.
Yeah, because I play handheld. I have the Switch Lite. So.
Oh, and the table. Yeah. Always the dinner table also. So, you'll find her around everywhere.
I mean, like, I feel like everybody got into Animal Crossing during COVID, or, like, the pandemic, starting March last year.
Like, right.
Because it came out, I think, March 19th, and that was literally when everything shut down.
It's kind of a conspiracy.
Right. Nintendo planned. No, I'm just kidding. But it came out at a really good time, I guess, for everyone, because we have to stay home. And then all I did was play Animal Crossing. I now have like maybe 1,200 hours on that game.
It's insane. I think the crazy thing is too that the community is so big. Like, it's a very, very open and global community.
Right, right. So I actually started playing the game when it came out, so like March 20th, but I didn't make an Instagram like for my profile for my Animal Crossing pictures until I think July.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Then you had like your Instagram, because you're following other creators.
On, right. So on my personal Instagram, before, I was stalking a lot of people in the Animal Crossing community, because I would get like ideas for my island. And I decided to make my own, because actually one of our friends, Christian.
Oh, yeah.
He actually told me, he's like, Haley, why don't you make your own Instagram account? Your island is so good. And I was like, nah, it's not as good as like all those other people. He's like, just do it. So
she did it. And now she has a lot of followers. And more than that, she has a lot of friends, like global friends across the world that she has playdates with.
Yes.
She had three yesterday.
I'm very exhausted from talking, because we use voice chat when we do playdates, and we do like tours of other people's islands. So, and then we get together like a group of friends. It can be up to 8 people. And then, yeah, we just explore their island, and it feels like you're traveling, but inside the game. And then you get to talk to your friends.
Yeah, so they're just like having photo shoots and all this stuff. Like,
yeah, we
like,
even cosplay, because I think the one yesterday that we went to, it was like a Ghibli-themed island. So I got to dress up as Haku from Spirited Away.
It
was really cute. I mean, we'll probably post a picture of it.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the really cool part too, because you have friends. Her friends are from I remember from England,
yes, London, UK, Scotland, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand,
Philippines. It's a global thing. It's really, really cool to see like all these people united because of Nintendo Animal Crossing.
Right. But I feel like it's more so if you make an Instagram account and join that community through Instagram that you'll be like part of that. Because if you're just playing the game, you're going to just play with people that you know in real life, basically.
Right. Which is yourself sometimes.
Right, even by yourself, which is how I started as well. But then, like, I would see other people posting it and be like, oh, I want to play dates with people like with these really cool islands.
It's really cool because I think having this type of community pushes everyone to their limits because of their creativity,
right.
Because Animal Crossing, you don't win. You don't lose.
There's no end
game.
It's
just no end game. You just build, create. You have animal neighbors.
Yes.
Your villagers. And I think, yeah, it's one of those games where you just live it out like it's like real life.
Right. Like, and then like
there's no actual goals. You set your own goals in terms of creativity and what you want to do with your island, design the island.
Right. Because like a lot of people have maybe, so for mine, for instance, I have a Japanese themed island and I take like inspiration from places that we've been to in Japan. But then there's other people that do, like I said, the Ghibli themed island. There's even some of my friends have done Haikyuu islands, so like anime themed islands.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like,
There's too many. Look, you can tell her eyes. She's like all these islands in her head.
There's like ones that look like Hawaii or like a tropical island. It's really, I mean, you can use your creativity to like all kind of limits.
It's limitless, basically. Yeah. So it's very cool. And it's cool to see because, yeah, she's on voice chat, you know, with, like on her phone and she has her earphones on and she's always just laughing.
That's all he hears.
There's no one else in the house. It's just me and her. And I just hear laughing.
I'm giggling.
Like she's crazy. Like she's giggling. Like she's like a psycho maniac in the corner of the dining room. But yeah, I mean, it seems like they have a lot of fun. And it's cool because like you said, like you have so many friends from around the world.
And then a lot of them are in lockdown too. So they can't go anywhere. So I mean, they can't socialize with other people. So they socialize with the community.
Right. So it's cool. I mean, whenever, you know, all this COVID stuff ends, vaccinations are already out, you know, because we travel a lot. We haven't been to like the UK and stuff. I'm pretty sure when we go, we're going to be visiting one of Haley's like new really close friends.
Yeah, two of them.
Yeah. So it's something that's really exciting, you know, for our day and age. And it's because of a video game.
Right. Who would have thought? I had no idea it would become like that from just joining that community and playing that game.
It's, yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
And like I said, Nintendo, they knew something. It's a conspiracy. I think Nintendo is the one that gave it out.
I don't think
they started
COVID.
So everyone goes in quarantine and lockdown to play specifically Animal Crossing because it released around the same time lockdown happened. Obviously, that's just a conspiracy theory. I'm just playing around, kind of. But I mean, that, like I said, you have like all these new friends and it's like a global thing. You have global friends across the globe. I don't play Animal Crossing, so Haley is my only friend.
Shout out to my Animal Crossing community.
Yeah, there you go. Now's the best time to do it. And also, kind of getting into that, I forgot to mention this after our little title sequence, but you can also find us on Animunchies. Animunchies podcast on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and wherever you find most of your main podcasts, because you can listen to us there and not just have to like watch our YouTube videos, because we do post YouTube videos for anyone on the other side of that coin that are just listening to us on Spotify or wherever else for the podcast. And what we do on the podcasts for Spotify and all that, we will be recording small little podcast in between that we will not be putting on YouTube because it's too much for me to edit all the time. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have like a little thing and say like, oh, okay, we're gonna have like, it's a small podcast, you'll see on Spotify or Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, any of those podcast thing, like I'll put like a podcast special where you can only listen to it online and there's no YouTube video. So definitely, you know, show some support, show some love, check us out on our different podcast streaming sites. And also, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, feel free to, we made an email, animunchiesla@gmail.com. And the great part about that, if you do send us something over there, we'll read it out and on the actual, on our small podcast, maybe even on this one. Mm-hmm. So please feel free to send any info, any love, no hate, just love, or any questions or anything you guys want us to talk about or want to talk about yourselves. Mm-hmm. So again, that's animunchiesla@gmail.com and just look up Animunchies Podcast wherever you watch and stream podcasts and hopefully you'll find us there. Now, since the Nerd Switch is still on, and if you can't see it because you're just listening in, there are three interesting objects on our table. These are light sticks. So let's activate K-pop talk mode with Haley.
Woohoo! I'm getting so much today.
Yeah, so I'll let her explain the light stick concept because that was kind of new to me when I was, you know, when she kind of introduced K-pop and everything to me. So take it away.
So the light sticks, as you can see here, these are from BTS, Blackpink, and then this one over here is Big Bang. What you do with them is you bring them to the concert and they light up. I'll do this one.
So I, what she's like, from the looks of it, each group has their own special light stick design.
Yeah. It's designed by the entertainment company.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that each entertainment company has their own, has a group, and each group has their own very unique light stick designs. Mm-hmm. And by the name of it, they are sticks.
Yeah, they're
like
lights.
Batons.
They light up. Light. Oh. Yeah.
And they're like the one she has right now in her hand is the BTS one. And, you know, they're very high tech because it syncs up by Bluetooth also. So when you're at their concerts, even from home, their home concerts,
right,
it'll like sync up. So like, you know, when you look around the crowd in the, in real life, you know, in stadium,
it changes different colors depending on like what they have synced up with the music that they're playing.
And there's just like a globe looking thing with their BTS emblem. Mm-hmm. Then in the middle right here is my black.
Oh yeah. So I bought that one for him.
So like, it's a lights, the black pink one has like, it's like a hammer. Mm-hmm. Actually squeaks.
Yeah.
Like it's a squeaky toy thing. And, you know, it's like a, it's black and it's pink.
Right.
And it's, has hearts. Uh-huh. And it says black pink. And
it's like a squeaky toy.
It actually squeaks. Mm-hmm. It has a, that's a really cool gimmick. Mm-hmm. And obviously it lights up. There's there's light in it too. But like I said, it's really cool because this is what they use instead of, you know, like when you go raves and everyone has like lights and stuff.
Yeah.
You actually have specific light sticks for specific groups.
Like each group, each K-pop group has its own light stick design.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was going to just let everyone know because Haley always gets annoyed or upset at me when I was like, oh, can I just bring my Blackpink one to the BTS concert?
Right.
She's like, nope. That's blasphemy.
Yeah.
They will destroy you.
Yeah, you can't do that. You have to bring it. You have to bring the right light stick for the right group. Otherwise, it's kind of like, I don't know how to explain
it. It's for your
it.
Safety.
Yeah.
Because these other fans, because each group has their own fandom.
Yes.
Like, that we haven't really talked or spoke about, really.
Yeah.
But we'll kind of get more into that. But anyways, like BTS's ARMY. Mm-hmm. You bring some other light sticks over there.
Yeah.
They will be
the army's gonna
swarming
be
on you like bees.
So pissed off. I would be mad. I'd be like, what are you doing with that light stick?
Because I think you're, you know, taking them as a joke and all this stuff. There's, K-pop fans are serious fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I was just
hardcore.
Gonna say this one.
Oh, yeah.
Is Big Bang's one. And it's very special to me. I've had it for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm waiting for their comeback.
And so that one that she's holding for people who, you know, are not able to see this, it's like a
crown.
It looks like a crown flower, like a yellow crown flower on a white, like, baton.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, too. I got her the crown part.
Yeah.
Like, it's a special one.
Yeah, for their 10-year anniversary.
Because it has, like, this, like, chrome designs on it. But, yeah, like, every one of them has different, unique, like, designs, gimmicks. It's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably post, like, a clip. It looks really cool when everybody in the crowd has their light stick because it's just like a wave or like a sea of light.
Sea of light.
Yeah.
Of sea of fans.
Yeah.
It really pumps up the crowd and gets you involved in stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think it was cool to see because I was able to go to the
G-Dragon
concert. And even like other like concert venues, they do that too, but not with light sticks, like when we watch Coldplay and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, I mean, for like American ones, I feel like they give you
Light up wristband,
that was
armbands
cute too,
because like, yeah, it's just waves of color. It's like when you see it, and if you've never been to one and you haven't witnessed it or experienced it yourself, it's very surreal. It's like, you're like, your breath is taken away because it looks so cool.
Not gonna lie, when I first went to my first Big Bang concert and I got to hold this light stick and be in that sea of yellow crowns, I cried.
Yes.
I was so emotional. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the kind of effect it has, and that's the importance of it, because it's made specifically for the specific fandom of the specific groups that you're a fan of.
Right.
So that's why we have these three right now. I think Haley has some other ones too. But that's why they're also important. Plus, you know, they're gifts and they represent more than what it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just a light stick. And they're very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you could check them out and get them at online. Careful of fakes, because there's a lot of fakes out there.
There's a lot of fakes. Please be careful.
Yeah, so be super careful with that. The best way to get it is usually to go to your local K-pop store.
Right.
Because they'll usually have, like, the real light sticks there.
Or you can go to their website, like their entertainment.
Or the official websites. Right, like YG for Blackpink, Big Hit,
they
and so forth. Yeah, so definitely grab one if you're getting into K-pop. If you want to get yourself ready for Blackpink's concert.
Hell, I even used the BTS one, or the Army Bomb is what they call it, when they did the online concert. I was in the living room holding that, waving
around. It was getting lit. So yeah, I mean, that's the really cool thing. So if you never heard of them or seen these things, or you've probably seen them, you're like, what the hell are these?
Yeah.
They are light sticks, and they represent a specific K-pop group. So they usually have the name on it too, if you're curious to look at it. Or you can always ask around.
Some of them are such cool designs too.
Right. Really even some cool groups that I haven't even heard of or seen for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm just staring at, because they usually at the K-pop store
have
like a display of all of them. They are really cool and have a lot of cool different designs and gimmicks. So check it out. Grab yourself one for the show that's going to be coming up soon. Maybe for BTS when, you know, they start doing global tours again. And we'll see you guys there. And now, time for our small anime segment. Spotlighting over here, you can see the manga right here. Dr. Stone. And the reason why is because Dr. Stone second season
is coming out
very soon. And Dr. Stone is a very interesting anime.
Right.
It's kind of like, I guess the premise is there was like this Big Bang flash.
Yeah.
And it literally turned the world to stone.
Yes.
And I forgot how much later on in the future.
Yeah.
Basically, like, later on in the future, like, they start waking up from this stone sleep.
Right.
Like, because they literally are frozen wherever they were.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they do not know anything. Because
he was so powerful, remember? He was counting the days or something?
Oh, yeah, but, like, because he's really smart. So, basically, the protagonist is very smart. And, you know, almost like a scientist, but I think he's like in high school, just a really smart high schooler scientist kind of protagonist.
Right.
And when he finally broke out, everyone's is different. Like the time, the reason. Like, so he's trying to figure everything out. And basically now they live back kind of like in the Stone Age because there's no electricity and stuff like that. And it's really interesting just to kind of go on that venture to see how life would be again without all the modern
conveniences
we have.
Modern conveniences.
Yeah, so like they make and they do certain stuff. Like he even made cotton candy.
Right, and then
stuff
he had
like
to like
that.
Learn how to make fire again, remember? And
of
then
course.
The light bulb.
Yeah, so I mean, he takes a lot of his knowledge in science and actually uses them in terms of
rebuilding
Stone Age.
Yeah, and then
kind
they have
thing.
To rebuild their community basically, right?
Yeah, basically. And from there, like you'll we don't want to spoil a lot of it, but that's like the premise of it, and it's really interesting just to kind of see. And like the animation is pretty cool too. It's unique, also like thicker lines and stuff like that. And that's the main premise of it. We don't want to.
Yeah,
there's a lot of spoilers.
I know.
We get more
into. We don't want to, because if you haven't seen it, we don't want to give it away.
Right, And but if that's okay with you, I mean, that's why, like, just let us know. It's better for us to know if you want us to describe and let you know more about the anime, then you'll find out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we'll just give you a small little spiel about
it. Yeah, it's really good, though. It's interesting. It wasn't like any other kind of anime that I've watched before.
Yeah, in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
And, of course, it's a shonen anime series. Yeah. So, you know, there's action and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really entertaining, too. Music is interesting too. Like, the opening intro, I could just hear it in my head. It's like, oh, hi, yo. Yeah. And then besides that, it's a really good series. And, you know, that's why they have a second season in terms of the anime. And I'm almost curiously peeked at maybe I would want to start the manga. But since the second season of the anime is coming out so soon, I'm able to hold myself back from my curiosity. So I'm waiting. It's almost here. Season 2. Dr. Stone. Check it out. It's really interesting. It's like all the modern conveniences, like we said.
Yeah, like you get to see their struggles on how to make stuff. Like, remember when they tried to make ramen?
Oh, yeah. Like, but it's not like just like creating random, like,
right.
Like creating, you know, the basic necessity stuff. It's interesting because, yeah, trying to make ramen and all this different stuff. It's really, really cool. And you'll enjoy it. I'm sure you will. So definitely check it out. Dr. Stone. Season 1 has already been out, I believe. It was like last year or maybe 2 years before that. And it's subbed and dubbed. So whichever way you swing. So check it out. Dr. Stone. And also don't forget to get your light stick. So, I mean, that's pretty much it for today. I feel like we covered a lot.
We did
a very good job condensing
it. I know.
So thank you, Haley, for your expertise in K-pop and Animal Crossing.
Oh,
and as always, wherever you are in the big wide world on the globe, stay safe and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.